I went looking for trouble. And boy, I found her. She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve. The moon is full. But will she trick or treat? I bet she will.
Been up this whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I got out of work at like 7.
Yeah.
This is the Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 15. I am your host, the owner and lead writer and editor of gruntfreepress.com, home of the Grunt Free Press podcast.
Hi, I'm Clay Cuckolds. I'm actually scratching my back with a silver pristine dinner fork.
Nice. Yeah, you said it worked pretty good, huh?
Dude, I upgraded forks. That's how good it is.
Is it clean? Is it like, or is it like...
Oh, yeah. It's like heavy duty, like a bigger... Do you get good reach on it? You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Is it like a giant one? Like fucking like...
No. It's just a, you know, good dinner fork. You know, normal.
Oh, what about like... Oh, like a, what are those, salad tongs or like a...
See, yeah, previously I had a smaller fork, which was still good, but it's just not quite like this dinner fork.
What about like, dude, like a fucking like grill scraper, like those fucking brushes you use to fucking scrape grills?
Dude, that would be perfect.
Or would that be like too rough, dude, to be like fucking tearing your skin up and shit?
Dude, I could care less. I'll fucking rip my spine out doing that shit. I'm going to dig through with this fork anyway, so.
I usually just do the fucking, like, the bare route, dude. I just fucking go up to, like, the corner of a fucking door and just fucking go nuts and fucking rub my back on it. So, you're not a warden, Clay Cuckolds, anymore? Are you done with the prison life, or how's that going?
For a little bit, yeah. I've just been away.
I've been
in my own mental prison.
You letting the prisoners run wild, like run amok?
Yeah. No, I'm just gonna put it on the back burner.
Gotcha.
You know me, I put this on and I start this and, you know, then I play this and then I never finish any of them. I just go to the next thing.
Hey, you got any new, anything new you started to take his place?
I did City Skylines. A little bit, just enough to like. It's kind of a little more thinking than I want to do. You know,
a little bit,
but it's good. It's fun. It's like, you know, I don't know, just shit like, you know, you have to make roads. It's not like too difficult, you know, but I don't know. It's all right. It's cool. You know, I just kind of stopped. I just built like a starting point, you know, like I was trying to look up on like, you know, like what's a good strategy, you know, like, you know, don't build too much shit, like too fast kind of thing, you know, then you get all fucked up and it's one of those ones that's tough because you don't have the unlimited money, you know.
Hey, so don't like cheat for that or anything.
So I can't cheat. Yeah. I mean, if I could cheat, I would do it.
Well, it's pretty rare for a PC game to not have some kind of cheat like that.
Well, I don't want to say it doesn't. I didn't, like, figure it out or I don't know it, you know? Didn't look it up, but.
So up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Yeah. Nope. But I mean, I don't know. It's cool, though. It's all right. Shit, like, you got to build this certain road, like, you know, this four-lane roads, this, you know, highway kind of roads, dirt roads, like, I don't know. You have to have them all, make sure there's, like, routes to get back, you know, connect to the highways and shit. I don't know. It's just, it can be a little confusing. You need to, you know, have everything run power, so you got to run power lines. Everything is kind of expensive, but, you know, it ends up costing money, you know.
Yep.
Doing all that shit.
It's like real life.
Yeah, yeah. But, if, you know, in the game, I want to cheat and have unlimited money so I can build everything.
It's supposed to be a goddamn fantasy. You just fucking...
Exactly. I just want to build it. And it doesn't have to make sense. Like this, like it kind of, you have to have it make sense a little bit, you know? Doesn't, you know, I don't know. But anyways, I paused it. That's what you can do. You can, like, pause the time, or you can just let it go, and will fill in and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, you do that, like, SimCity and shit, too, right? You can fucking slow shit down.
Yeah, I haven't played one in a while, so I assumed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll just, you know, whatever. I just have it paused, and I saved it, and I just haven't gone back.
Nice.
Because I've been playing NHL, which I love.
So, oh, yeah. Going deeper into that, I know you, like, just played it last week or whatever. Going a little bit
deeper. Yeah. I definitely did. I adjusted a bunch of shit, like the sliders,
right,
which is a huge thing in these sports games. It's like they ship them broken, and unless you play with the sliders or like I look it up on like a blog or website just to you know, for the people that actually figure it out. They post like the best settings for like a realistic game or something like that, you know. Like, for instance, like this game, when you, like, the game speed starts like halfway or like almost full, there's like a meter. It's like 6 ticks, I think, to fill the meter. For some reason, that's how they do it. It's like a bar, you know?
Right.
No actual number scale, but you just count the flicks.
Right, right, yeah. That's how they've always been, isn't it?
Some of them are different. Madden, I think, is numbers. You know, this one's just like a slider bar. Usually they have numbers.
I want to say like fucking like a while ago, dude, fucking playing like Madden or something, the same shit, like trying to do that. And like fucking, this is like a bar that goes up and down. I'm like, what the fuck does it even mean? Like, is this a fucking like bar I'm filling up? Like, is it getting harder?
It could have been like that before in the past. I mean, as far as like the newer ones, it's like a bunch of numbers. You know, like this one, you know. So whatever, the game speed is up to like 5 ticks, it's like all the way up when you open the game or something like that. So I just, you got to go in, you put it on like hardcore settings and it like adjusts a little bit. And I go in and I put the game speed down to like 1 tick. And like the player acceleration will be all the way up. And I put that completely opposite all the way down.
So it's like more realistic when it's like slower like that.
Yes. Yeah. If you watch a game of hockey, hockey's not like lightning fast, like up and down the ice. Like they take their time, set up in the zone, make passes. Like you can't really play that way if you play with the fast game speed, because everything's so fast, it just doesn't work. You know, like the AI rushes you. You have no time to, like, set up or, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Just the way it is. Like, everything. You can change, like, aggressiveness, you know, so you put that so high to balance with how hard you have the game. It's just, it makes it just a million times better once you go play through everything, you know?
You play those games, like, the broadcast view, too?
Yep, absolutely. I might be the only retard in the world doing this, playing these games in the broadcast view, but I'm telling you, it's like giving them new life. I've played all these games every year the same way, the same view, and it's like I'm playing the same thing. I want to just go just drink bleach. Like, what am I doing? Like, I need to change it. Because the game isn't getting better. It's like it's getting a little better, but nothing's really changing. So unless I completely change the way I can play to, you know what I mean, keep it fresh.
Right. See, I'm kind of like the opposite. You know, you see me when I do like fucking like whatever, like Forza or like fucking like Flight Sims or whatever, dude. I'm all about like the first person. Like, I'm not about like cinematic or like fucking like making it look like something broadcast. Like, I want to like fucking, you know what I mean? put it as,
well,
like,
see, I, in sports, you have no option. That's true.
There's no, like, first person shit, too. I just love, like, first person shit, dude. Like, fucking, so I love that fucking 2K, like, 2K5 or whatever, dude. That fucking helmet mode, like, that shit.
If they were smart, they'd make an online mode where everybody has that vision and they play a different position and it's 11 on 11. And there you go. Fucking, you got a quarterback. Everybody sees different. You know, you have to play your position. I don't know why that hasn't happened in football. Probably because Madden is just a bunch of fucking money-grubbing Jews, you know? Just stealing everybody's fucking money every year, dude. It's bullshit.
Football-loving Jews is all the world's problems come down to.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn Jew. No, I'm not really, but... I don't know. It's fucking... This is good, though. I don't know. I like it. I'm having fun with NHL. It's, like, frustrating because you really have to... You just have to make a good play to score. Like, you have to... You know what I mean? Sure. So when you do score, it's like, yes. Like, you really have to work for it. If you play on the, you know, the default way, I feel like it's just, you know... I mean, not that it doesn't take skill, but it's just faster and...
Yeah, it's just more, it's not more, quite... more Arcadian. It's usually like the default settings for, like, all those games are, right? It's just, like, fucking, like, whatever. It'll give you, like, fucking, like, 3 or 5 minute periods, right? It's just fucking just supposed to be, like, casual. Just fucking people pick it up and dick around with type shit.
Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's a good game, though. I mean, it's probably one of my favorite EA ones. I mean, not that it's perfect, but... But it's good.
Yeah, those are awesome. I mean, I've heard, like, good things, dude, for a long time, dude, about that series, you know? I tried playing a couple of them. It's just, like, I don't, you know, I like hockey and shit, dude. I'm just fucking not, like, hardcore enough that I'm going to fucking, you know what I mean, get into those fucking controls, dude. It's so, like, to me anyway, just so, like, so much to it, dude. It's just, like.
It's not so bad. I think you're a gamer. You can play. I mean, you'd pick it up playing it for, like, a week. You'd be like, oh, okay. You might not master it. You know, it takes off, you know, that's like anything, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, how long have you played Halo? And you're pretty nasty at Halo, but still get destroyed, right? So it's like, that shit still happens no matter how long you play, you know?
Well, it's not even a matter of getting destroyed. I don't care about losing. It's just the fact that if I lose because, you know what I mean, I don't know, like, what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I can take...
Yeah, you're talking about controls, I suppose.
I can take a good loss, dude. You know what I mean? I can take a fucking loss if I feel like it was my fault. You know what I mean? Like, I fucking, like, made the wrong move or something. But it's like, what I tried to do, I couldn't do because I didn't know what the fuck the controls were and shit. Like, then I just start getting pissed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so you'd have to be, you know... committed to learning it, but it's not that bad. You know, it's fun. It's all the stick, you know, but it's frustrating. You know, you play the computer and they'll literally just like, I make it difficult. They're just all over everything. Like, you have to be on point. Like, if you fuck up the littlest way, they steal the puck or they got a great shot or they just pass, you know, it's just like, it's hard. Which I like, though. I don't want it to be too easy. I want it to be really hard to actually win, you know? Make me interested in playing the game. Same thing with Madden. You have to go in and fucking mangle the sliders. We don't have to, but that's what I do to make it even somewhat close to a realistic game, you know?
I need to have a Clay Cuckold's difficulty. Pure broadcast mode. Like, sim-like as possible.
Well, I wonder why a lot of people don't do that. I mean, people get sick of playing the same, like, view every year. I mean,
fucking people play that shit, dude. They're probably, like, not, like, gamers in the least. They're probably just like, oh, I like football. I'll grab it. You know what I mean? They don't give a shit. Like,
And then just play a game and don't switch the view or nothing. Yeah, I suppose.
Probably play, like, a game a week with their fucking buddies, you know what I mean, before the fucking football game and, like,
Yeah, I guess Madden's perfect for something like that, you know, which is probably... That's probably what they wanted, you know? They don't want to make a good game. They just want Joe Schmo to fucking...
Oh, absolutely.
...to buy it. Maybe 2K will come back, bring the helmet cam with them.
Yeah.
And it'll be like something we've never seen, you know?
That'll be the fucking day. I won't hold my breath for that.
Dude, and with all this new hardware, we can't make that happen, but we could close on Xbox...
Oh, it's not hardware, it's the fucking license, you know?
Well, no, I just meant the helmet cam in general.
Oh,
You know?
yeah.
Like, so you're telling me Madden's never thought of that? Or what would stop them from doing that at this point? I mean, how long do we wait
They
for
fucking
that?
crank it out. They crank the same shit out every year, you know?
So years just going to go by and they're, you know, I mean, are they, like, what's going to ever change it, you know?
Nothing unless people stop buying them. And they'll be like,
Yeah,
oh, shit.
and that's not happening.
You know?
Oh, fucking stupid. Whatever. Faggots going to be faggots, so that's cool. I was thinking about faggots. Like, I mean, I think I call somebody a faggot or think somebody's a faggot probably like 24 hours a day, I'd say. Whether it's watching TV and like, oh, this guy's a faggot, change the channel. Oh, that song's for faggots, change the channel. Oh, what kind of faggot watches this movie? Change the channel. I don't know if it's a problem, but.
My thing now,
I think it's normal.
My thing now was like pussies, you know. I was thinking about like pussies, not even like not like pussy, but I mean like it's reading like people complain about shit all the time,
like weak, like Sally.
Yeah. Like fucking, I'll read all these fucking, you know, people complaining about this and that online. I just want to be like, yeah, well, you know, it's probably not, you know, it wasn't meant to be like played by pussies, you know. Like that's the main problem right there. Yeah, but it wasn't meant to be fucking for you.
Yep.
Like I'm looking at the Friday the 13th Kickstarter right now, and all these fucking people like, oh, wait, well, I'm not going to fucking pledge unless it's a single player. Why is there no single player? I only play multiplayer. I don't play multiplayer games, and, you know. So, yeah, well, I don't think this game is meant for pussies like you, you know what I mean? I like to go slow and take my time. It's like, yeah, well, you know, what can I say? You're a fucking pussy, you know? But,
you know, yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know.
I don't want to actually say that, yet, you know, be banned from.
Oh yeah, you don't have a voice anymore. God forbid you speak.
So I was watching. They put up a Twitch stream to fucking promote the game or whatever, the Friday the 13th game. So
yeah.
Is
this game like already like ready and like being made?
They've been working on it. I think I said this last week or whatever. But
that's what I mean. Is it playable at this point? Like they're actually
they have like an alpha and shit. But it wasn't Friday the 13th before. It was summer camp.
Okay.
It was like a, you know, it's like a ripoff. I'm not like a ripoff. Just like fucking like 80s like whatever. Like
yeah, but they actually have the license and the name, so
yeah,
they can.
I mean, they just got
do all the art.
They just got it like recently. You know what I mean? They just got the license recently.
Okay.
So now they're like, yeah, well, if fucking. People will probably be more interested in it now. We can do, you know what I mean, polish it up and shit. That's why they started the Kickstarter, to be like, hey, you know, if you're interested, give us money. We'll fucking, like, put in all this shit and, like, whatever. So that's what they're doing. But, so they're doing a Twitch stream of Splatterhouse just for, like, an hour or whatever. The guy's playing fucking Splatterhouse.
Okay. On PlayStation?
It wasn't, like, Genesis and shit. Well, it was, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, that the Genesis version?
Yeah,
Splatterhouse 2.
He's playing on a TurboGrafx-16.
Nice.
Whatever. I asked him, too. I'm like, yeah, is that, like, you know, are you, like, emulating it? Or are you fucking, is that, like, a real? He's like, no. He's like, I got a real fucking TurboGrafx, dude. He fucking, like, took the camera. He showed around, dude. He's in the studio. They're fucking working on the, you know, working on the game at, dude. And he's like, no. He's like, oh, no, I'll show you guys, dude. It's fucking, dude. You got like probably like 15 Nintendos stacked up one on top of each other in the fucking, you know what I mean, in a room, dude. He's got like the Turbo Graphics, is fucking like.
Did it all work? All those Nintendos all hooked up?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're probably all playing the fucking NES Friday the 13th and shit, getting ideas. There's like in all these fucking stacked up Nintendos. He's got like a fucking, you know, arcade machines in the fucking back. He's got like fucking, you know, like just on the floor, just dude, this fucking like haphazardly, dude, just fucking like half a dozen like fucking Super Nintendos thrown around, dude. Fucking Genesis everywhere, dude. Like 360s everywhere. It's fucking like awesome, dude. Oh, yeah, that's fucking sweet. Wish I fucking worked there.
Damn. Fucking, I know, amazing. Right?
So the fucking first comment I made, though, almost got me fucking kicked out of the Twitch stream.
Well, of course.
I asked him, dude. It fucking just popped in. He was talking about, like, the violence and shit. I was just like, so, you know, are you guys going to put in, like, a trigger warning for, like, when this shit offends me and I can just, you know, get out of the game so, just, you know, I don't get offended? They told me to get the fuck out of there. So I was like, all right.
Did they really?
I'm like, oh, these guys are pretty cool. All right. That's fucking all right. So,
yeah, I think I've been kicked out of a few of those. I'll just... You know, I get bored sometimes. I'll just check Twitch, see if anything's new. But if I come across, you know, someone I don't I don't appear to like, you know, I'll troll them for a good, you know, until I get kicked out or banned from talking, banned from typing in the room.
I try not to even use fucking Twitch anymore after the fucking hatred bullshit. Fucking sticking to Hitbox, but they were fucking on Twitch because I'm sure they want, you know what I mean, want to get as many people fucking watching as possible. So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. I'll fucking just hop in.
Yeah, whatever. It's fucking... It's like, I like the concept. I just fucking...
Yeah. Just fucking out. Well,
I hate that I'm not doing it, making money. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, then I doubt he was making money. He was just trying to promote the fucking Kickstarter or whatever. That's like the whole thing.
No, I know. Not that guy particularly, but, you know, just streamers in general. Yeah.
Or, dude, like, I tell you, fucking the most, like, you know, I had fucking, like, a good... I think I had, like, 80 people following me on Twitch. And then I was just like, dude, after that fucking the hatred shit, I'm like, dude, I can't... I'm not going to even fucking... support or fucking have anything to do with this shit if they're gonna be a bunch of fucking pussies, dude. Fuck it, dude. Should not take my business elsewhere that I was making no money off of. But, yeah, it's like even doing that, dude, I had fucking when I had actually like people like the most people I ever had watching me, dude. I could like play like the most like random shit. Like I played fucking Splatterhouse on there before, dude. Nobody watched me, you know? But
yeah, you don't have that following.
Exactly,
you know?
Dude. Or it's like fucking the most people I had was I was playing like Resident Evil 4. You know, I had like fucking a good like 20-something people watch me, and they're all like fucking like, oh, you know, do this. And they're all people, dude. They're all like fucking little kids in there. You can tell they're all fucking like queers about everything.
Oh yeah, every they're all like, I've seen is
oh well, why don't you go over here and do this? Why don't you? Oh, you know, I know you can do this. Like, dude, it's like, dude, you fucking probably have never played. You probably watched people play this game like 30 times. You probably never played it yourself. That you don't know like the first thing about fucking like playing video games, dude. And you're probably like 12 years old, like, and like as soon as I fucking finish it, they're like, oh, you're gonna play it again? I'm like, dude, why the fuck would I play the same game again, dude? What are you talking about? Oh, well, most people, you had the most viewers playing that. It's like, yeah, well, cool, but I'm not fucking a boring fucking...
Yeah, like, I'm not in it.
For, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the problem. That's the problem right there. I can't do that. I don't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to talk to the camera.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, every
you know
time...
What I'm saying?
I'll play with no mic, dude. I was telling you, like, fucking people will pop in. There'll be one other person in the room. And they're like, oh, where's your mic? I'm like, dude, like, I'm fucking here. Like, I'm playing a game, like, by myself, dude. I'm fucking just throwing the video up. And you know... By chance, I mean, I like fucking watching, like, people playing fucking games every now and then, dude. I like watching video games and shit. I mean, like, I'd rather be playing them, but whatever. I mean, fucking...
I think the camera on you is, like, that's a little bit, like,
it's a little
much. Like, that's
yeah,
not my personality. Like, there's no need for that, you know?
I'm saying not only that, but I'm saying I can kind of see the appeal of, like, well, I kind of want to watch somebody play a video game. Like, yeah, cool. But, I mean, like, fuck it, I want to watch the actual game, dude. I want to have fucking somebody's face there, dude. I want to fucking hear him talking, dude, making, like, jokes, dude, and shit. It's like, dude, like, but I'll be in a room by myself, just like, oh, whatever. And it's like, oh, cool, somebody wants to watch, dude, and hop in. Yeah, like, fucking knock yourself out, like, whatever. But it's like, dude, they'll be like, oh, we have no mic. It's like, dude, it's just fucking me and you in here. Like, why would I need to find, like, why would I need, like, fucking, it's not like I'm looking at, like, a wall of fucking people talking to me. There's no point of me having a fucking mic in my face, dude. Like, you know, like, I'll fucking glance over at the fucking chat every now and then. If you want to fucking say something, I'll fucking take a minute to fucking type something out to you. Not to fucking mic in my face. It's like, no point, you know? Oh, well, I'm leaving then. It's like, dude, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm fucking playing games, dude. It's like my fucking priority one, dude. I'm not here to be a fucking clown and fucking entertain you, dude. Like, I'm fucking entertaining myself right now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like turning it into a popularity contest because now it's like the good-looking girl can do that and just succeed.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with the guy probably. I don't know, but well, definitely like, for the chicks.
Yeah, your guy's going to be a fucking clown, you know what I mean? It's fucking nothing to do with anything. Like, fucking... be the biggest fucking idiot in the world. It'll be a clown dude who fucking just plays the same game over and over again, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, people watch the same shit over and over again and then fucking go when I'm playing a fucking game. But, oh, dude, fucking hit the lever, dude, and fucking, you know, oh, here's the code, dude. It's like, dude, I'm trying to play a fucking game, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want your fucking bullshit. I don't need the fucking commentary, like, whatever. You know, I'm not going to fucking make commentary for you, dude. I don't need your fucking commentary either. Like, I'm just fucking playing a game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, left at text is cool. I mean, it's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. If you want to fucking dick around and, like, fucking, like, play along with me, dude, and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Make a comment of something, dude. Don't be like, fucking, oh, well, or like whatever. Everybody, I remember fucking streaming fucking Ninja Gaiden, playing that, and I'm like, dude, I'm not a fucking Ninja Gaiden. I've never like beat the game. You know, I've gotten to like the last boss. I just think it's fun. So I'm fucking sitting there playing it, dude, like on NES. And they're like, fucking, oh well, you should play it on emulator. Use save states. It's like, all the people in the chat. I'm like, dude, no. Like I'm playing like the actual game. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not being a fucking faggot. And like some kids are like, fucking, oh, you know, you should practice it before you stream it, so it's like, you know. Oh,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Dude, I'm not a fucking, like.
It's called live stream. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
I'm not a fucking, like, speedrunner, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, oh, I streamed it, dude. I'd fucking, you know, do, like, a bunch of practice runs, use save states, get everything down, and then I'd play afterwards. It's like, dude, I'm just playing games, dude. Like, I'd be fucking playing this shit regardless, dude, if you were fucking here or not. So, I mean, like, whatever, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't take it serious. But then again, it's like
I don't.
People are getting paid. So what happens? Like, so you literally, how do you even get to the being paid point? You have to one of those queers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You got to be fucking Mr. fucking Happy Feet fucking clown, dude.
Like a little social butterfly boy, you know? Dude, I fucking, it makes me sick.
Yeah. You got to be fucking.
I want to fucking look at people, dude. When I literally look straight when I go outside. I'm so antisocial.
Oh,
I fucking hate everything. Dude, I'll go get a coffee and it's like only me and the person giving me my coffee exist, you know?
Absolutely. Like I said, I can't understand, like, dude, like, you know, I can fucking get down with fucking watching people play games, dude. Even if they're gonna like commentate, dude, about the games, dude, but not like fucking, like, I don't want to see you fucking act, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fucking see you being a fucking clown, dude, at all. Like, that fucking no appeal to me. I don't get that shit, dude. Like,
yeah, and people like me can't live stream because I'd put a camera up, but I'd put something stupid in front of the camera, you know, like maybe porn or something. I'd get kicked off, you know, something stupid. Let's just put the camera, like, well, I'll just wear tighty whities and just fucking, that way it's not nudity, and I'll just put it fucking right on the camera, my grundle cam.
Live grundle cam, dude, does he play like fucking Pokemon or something, like some kids game, and I'll see, like, fucking.
We'll put the camera, like, oh, if they had the old camera, you could put it, like, in your underwear, so it was like close up on your ball bag. Nobody would know what it was. You're like, what is that? You know,
and like,
you
see, like, hairs and shit. And slowly, like, take it off, like, fucking, like, zoom it out. At the edge, just a fucking your dick. All these little kids watching you play like fucking Minecraft.
Yeah, that's how I close out of it. You know, just zoom away and then cut the stream. And then it's so fast they can't like even catch it. You know, unless in archives or something, which probably does.
Yeah, so that's Friday the 13th that they're doing for their Kickstarter at
Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about. I wanted to get back to that real quick.
$529,483.
How much?
$529,483.
Now, isn't that over what they needed?
$700,000 they need. So yeah, like less than $220,000 more. Yeah, $220,000 more. About.
So,
and 18 days to do it. So they've,
dude, done. I have such a big problem with this because what if nothing comes of this? What happens to that?
Well,
money?
I mean, dude, like they can just. I mean, they can just fucking take it. And there's no, like, you know what I mean? No fucking, like, nothing saying they won't do that. But you got to say, I mean, it's fucking, you know.
Are they legally, like, bound, like, that they could do that and it's doesn't matter?
Good. I mean, there are, like, some, like, people, like, a lot of people have done that. You know what I mean? But, I mean, they're fucking, like, you know what I mean? There's so many, like, dude, like, the Friday the 13th license is tied to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't think they would, yeah.
Like, Cessna's fucking, like, all, like, in it, dude. All the, like, fucking, you know what I mean? The creators of Friday the 13th, all those guys are all tied up in it, dude. It's fucking, like, very, very little chance they'd ever fucking do that.
Yeah, this one I don't think will, but I just hate the idea that could happen.
And like, I said, they probably, it's just in this case, they already pretty much had a game made they wanted to fucking put out anyway. So it's not like they're just like, oh, I have this idea, give me money. And then they're like, oh, I don't feel like doing it anymore. I'm going to take your money and get out of here. You know what I mean? Fucking very little chance, dude, of that happening. Hopefully, I mean, it looks like a pretty good chance they'll fucking hit it. The fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if the game's already done too, they were already making something else, and they're just gonna change a little bit.
I'm just, you know? I'm saying the goal. I mean, it fucking slows down after like the first couple of days. We could sit there and like watch just the money fucking rolling in, and like it gets to like the middle, dude. It just like completely fucking like dies down, dude. Just like a couple hundred bucks goes in like every like couple hours or whatever. But I got a good fucking chunk of it already. I'm sure like towards the end it'll fucking pick up too.
Now, when's the end date?
Friday the 13th. No, Friday, November 13th. But like I said, it's fucking 18 days away, and then they're like 75% done. You know what I mean? Over 75% done of the fucking goal, dude. And pretty sure it'll get there. And they have like all the stretch goals ahead of that too. You know what I mean? Like the fucking all different kills and shit. Like gonna add on if it gets like more than that. Like if it gets up to like 750,000, they're gonna add like fucking an extra kill. Then like whatever, it goes up from there.
But, huh. It's probably like fucking 10 minutes of work to add an extra kill.
Yeah. Give me 50,000. Yeah. But no, they were breaking it out. I mean, people are bitching you again. Like they just fucking sound like the biggest pussies. Just like, oh, I want my single players. Like, dude, like they don't understand, you know what I mean? Like what this is like people.
Yeah. There was no single player in Left 4 Dead. Was there?
Oh, there was. There was like bots and shit. You know what I mean? But, well, they want that, but I mean, that's the thing. Like I was saying, this game is pretty much made, like, almost, like, done or close to being, like, in a state that could be, like, playable, you know what I mean? And they never had any kind of, like, single player or bots, like, in mind, you know what I mean? That shit fucking takes time and money. Like, they were saying, like, dude, like, none of us know how to do that shit, how to, like, program AI, you know what I mean? We'll have to fucking hire, like, all new people to do the shit, and it's like, dude, like, that shit costs money. And it's not like it's a fucking like, you know, it's not like fucking like just like deathmatch either, where it's not like fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking making just bots to go kill people and kill each other and come after you. It's like fucking the whole point of the game is it's like fucking they have like goals and shit you got to get to. It's like certain like shit you got to do. It's not just like a deathmatch. So you got to like make them actually work. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking like think how people would think that fucking shit's even harder. And even like they were saying, like those kills and shit, you just think like, oh yeah, they'll fucking just throw like some kills at you. They got a fucking, they were saying, they have like Kane Hodder, who's doing all like the motion capture. It's like, they got to hire him, dude. They got to fucking put him in like a rent out a fucking motion capture studio to do everything. And then fucking like animate all of it and fucking make like, you know what I mean? Like test it all. It's like, yeah, dude. So yeah, it probably does cost like 50 grand if you put something stupid like that in, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, you wouldn't have to use Kane Hodder, but if you got the license, I mean,
well, that's the whole thing. So, like I said, that's why they're asking for the money for the Kickstarter. They want to like do that, like, you know what I mean, make it up to that like standard, because it's, you know what I mean, it's fucking Friday the 13th now. They can't just fucking put the fucking janitor in a fucking suit and like send him on their way.
Yeah, well, whatever. We'll see. Hopefully, yeah, they'll get it.
Said, hopefully, it fucking comes out good and fucking hit the goal soon. Fucking start hitting those stretch goals. So
you almost wonder, like, it's probably going to come out regardless, right? Because let's say they don't get it. They already have the license. It's already made. What's to say they won't just make like a free to play or something stupid like that?
Well, if they don't,
they do those.
Yeah, you know, if they don't hit the goal, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. It probably would still come out. You're right, or like whatever, but. So the way they're doing it now, they're trying to just do it all themselves, you know what I mean? Not, like, fucking, like, ask for fucking money from, like, other publishers and shit, you know? So it may fucking...
Yeah, I gotta think eventually it's still gonna come out, I hope. I mean, we'll see how big it is.
Yeah. Pretty good fucking chance it'll happen. I'd be fucking shocked if they don't fucking get the rest of the money in fucking 18 days, you know?
See, my thing is I'd want it to be really, really difficult. And I don't think they'd ever make it that hard. I guess maybe.
I mean, that's what they're saying anyway, dude. They said it's fucking like they're all playing it and shit. Even like Sessler was saying, like, he's playing it, and like as you're playing, like, you know, you have like a group of counselors, dude, like doing their thing, like trying to like set shit up and like fucking like gather shit, and then like fucking like. He said, like, as soon as fucking Jason, like, shows up, everyone just fucking scatters like fucking cockroaches. Like, everyone just fucking runs the fuck away from each other. We'll see.
Yeah, see, that's what you need. You need it to, like, just, I don't know.
I was saying, too, when they were streaming, I was fucking, you know, they were talking about, like, fucking, like, you know, Jay, like, how they're, like, balancing Jason and shit. And, of course, there's fucking, like... pussies, dude. Like, oh, don't make him OP. I'm just like, dude, like, how can they make Jason as OP as fuck? Like, fucking.
Exactly.
Like, ridiculous. And the fucking, the guy in the chat from the fucking team was, like, laughing and shit. He's like, yeah, dude, don't worry about it. like, yeah.
Like, I would like to see it personally be almost so hard that it would be, like maybe doing, like, one of those MMO raids.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
Where it's really hard. You have to, like, be on the same page and any mistakes, like, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, if they're making, like, they're trying to make it, like, a horror game and a multiplayer horror game, like, the only way it's going to be, like, you know, like, scary and shit, like, frightening is if the fucking, the one fucking, like, the monster dude, like, Jason, if he's just, like, you see him, and you're like, oh, fuck, he's going to fuck me up. Like, that's, like, the fucking, you know what I mean? That's the way to do it. You can't just be like, oh, here he is, I'm going to fucking hit him with a bat and then run away. Like, it's got to be like, oh, shit, he's going to fucking destroy me, like,
you know? Yeah, like, oh, he's going to be over here now. He's going to spawn here. Let's hit him with a bat. Like, you know, like, that shit will ruin the game. Like, wish it could be programmed somehow. Just be just like Dark Souls hard, like, you know, something like that, like maybe even harder.
They're gonna make it to the, like, to the movies, it should just be like fucking, like, chances are, like, only one person out of those seven consoles is gonna fucking survive, dude. Everyone else is gonna get fucking the fucking face shoved through a fucking pitchfork, like, yeah.
I guess that's a tough balance because you still got to be able to beat it.
Yeah,
you
got
to want to play it, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know? You got to make it kind of fun too to play the other side. It can't just be the fucking the Jason show, or nobody else is gonna want to play as the fucking console is, you know?
Yeah. So that's got to be tough.
But
that's cool either way. I'll probably check it out.
Did you watch that South Park episode by any chance?
No, I missed it.
Dude, it's pretty good. Hashtag fucking safe place.
Yeah,
you gotta see,
I'll eventually
get
to it.
Fucking Steven Seagal is fucking. I was gonna buy you a DVD at Walmart, dude. Like, if they had in the $5 bin, dude, it was like fucking like 12 Steven Seagal movies.
Oh, dude, if Out for Justice was there, that's the only one that matters.
Look at him, dude. I just fucking looked at it and laughed. I just fucking kept walking, but like, dude.
Probably. Yeah, there's a lot of shitty ones, but
oh, I'm sure
All for Justice is the truth.
I'm sure the fucking is just barely watched, where they probably squeezed like fucking all 12 on one DVD. It's probably like fucking.
I love how they're all three titles too, like Hard to Kill, Out for Justice. What's the other one? Under Siege 2.
Yeah,
I love it.
Fuck, the South Park, dude, is just so like. Topical, dude. It's just so good, like, how they do that. Like, I don't know if you remember, dude, that fucking boring ass fucking C-SPAN fucking Anita Sarkeesian shit I watched, and she's talking about, like, oh, we gotta fucking censor the internet and blah blah blah.
Yep, yep.
Dude, yeah, like, the fucking the storyline, dude, is just fucking like fucking the PC principal, dude. He's fucking like hires Butters to fucking go through everybody's Twitter feed and, like, take out all the bad shit. So they only see all the good tweets, like, people say about it. It's fucking hysterical. So they're fucking getting all, like, the fucking, you know, you're sitting there going through everybody's shit, and you're just like, oh, that's not nice. Well, oh, geez. Like, you're just fucking, like, taking all the bad shit out, dude, just giving them all the good, like, all the good shit, dude. It's fucking real funny.
Dude, that's exactly what's going on, so. Like, how they couldn't have nailed that any better.
Oh, dude, I want to fucking ruin it. You should just watch it, dude. It's fucking funny, dude. They have, like, a fucking little, like, musical number, dude. There's, like, a fucking villain. They're all, like, hey, all the fucking, all the people getting the fucking, their Twitter feeds, like, censored and shit. They're all in, like, little cages. It's like, oh, this is my safe space. Like, in my safe space. It's just, like, fucking, all, like, walled off, dude. They have, like a guy, dude, like, stereotypical, like, fucking, like, mustache twirling, like, guy in a top hat. He's like the villain. He's fucking, oh, I'm reality. Like, he's fucking like trying. It's so fucking good, dude. It's just so goddamn funny. It's fucking good.
Yeah, those guys are genius. It's fucking not even funny.
And dude, even funny to watch the episodes, like reading the reviews on like IGN and shit. And they're just like, dude, they're like so like they don't get it. Like, they're just like fucking like, I don't know. They didn't really take a stance, like, if it was good or bad. Like, just like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you that dumb? Like, fuck, you don't get it, dude. He's like, I think, like, you're the joke. Like, you don't fucking, like,
exactly.
You don't fucking get this shit, dude. Like, you don't get the joke. Your chances are you're probably the joke. Like, that's fucking the point. Like, Jesus Christ.
That is great.
So good.
So, yeah, I'm gonna check it out at some point.
All right, fucking time's up for the break anyway.
All right. Hopefully I'll die.
Can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. Can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Well, we get 10 hours and counting, I believe. Yeah, ten hours and 11 minutes. The Halo shoe drops.
Yep, should be interesting.
We'll see. Looking at some early reviews, just skimming through them. I don't want to really like fucking ruin the shit for myself, but
yeah, I'm surprised you even looked at that.
I was just like, oh, I'll check it. They're all like fucking a lot of just like reviews in progress. They're not giving them like scores or nothing until like the multiplayer is up and going. In case it's fucking broken. Like fucking the last one was like fucking Master Chief or whatever. But reading through and yeah, I mean the consensus is anyway. I mean, who knows what the reality is, but since it seems to see the campaign's not that great and the multiplayer is fucking amazing, so.
Let's see. Campaign not that great, huh?
Yeah, that's what they're saying anyway. But who knows? I mean, again, I don't know. I mean, they could, these fucking idiots, they could be playing the shit on fucking like easy or some shit, and it's like fucking like, oh, I watched the cutscenes and they weren't that good. Like, oh, like fucking, who fucking knows?
So, yeah, it'll be your opinion anyway. So
yeah. I saw a couple like, oh, well, the story, you can't really follow the story unless you like, you know, go outside the game and go into like the extended universe and read the books. Like, dude, that's been every fucking Halo game since 1. Like, none of them made sense unless you fucking like dug deep into it, dude. The whole point is just fucking brings you fucking from one battle to the next, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like you love the game, but they're like in love with the story and.
Well, I mean, dude, that's more than the game. God, I fucking hate that shit, dude. I really do. I fucking can't stand that fucking garbage, dude. There's fucking, like, people, dude. Like, fucking, like, going back to, like, Uncharted, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, fucking, oh, the story is so good. Fucking 10, or, like, a 9. It's like, yeah, the story was okay. It was pretty fucking, it's like, or, like, The Last of Us is an even fucking better example, dude. It's like, oh, it's like a fucking, like, pretty good, like, post-apocalyptic, like, kind of zombie thing. Like, story they got going there, but the game wasn't that good. Like, the gameplay is, like, fucking, like, not that great, you know? So it's, like, as far as, like, saying, like, oh, it's game of the fucking century or fucking whatever, dude. Game of the... That's fucking bullshit. I don't understand, dude. Like, fucking... Dude, like, gameplay should be number one. Like, I don't really care, like, what. I mean, it could have the fucking greatest story in the world, dude. There's no fucking gameplay. The gameplay is not that good. It's a fucking video game, dude, you know?
Yep.
It's supposed to be about the fucking gameplay, dude. It's not a fucking movie. It's not a fucking book. Like, if you can fucking add story on top of that and like make it work so it adds to it, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like, whatever. Fucking great. Something added on top of it, but it's fucking
kind of like Gears of War for me. Like, I mean, great game, you know, love the gameplay. I care less about the story.
Dude, like, or like even like the story in the first one's fucking great because it's just like, okay, like whatever. Here's some bullshit. Get from fucking point A to point B. Cool, dude. I'm down for that. Like, you know what I mean? That's all you need. Like, fucking not like getting the fucking family drama of the fucking Marcus Fenix family and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking have him crying, Dom crying about his wife. Like, who gives a fuck, dude? Like, it's stupid. It's a fucking game.
Like, dude, I can't think of literally, like, any games that really have great stories. A lot of them, a lot of the time, are just kind of shit.
Fucking, like, something like Bioshock Infinite, dude. Like, that story's fucking amazing.
Yes, okay, definitely. Bioshock Infinite.
But they don't just fucking, you know what I mean? They don't fucking lay, like, their fucking... It's not just story. Like, fucking, they found a way to be like, okay, well, we're going to blend the story with the gameplay. So as you, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, the key. If you're going to make, like, a game that's, like, you know, a big strength is the story. You got to, like, tell it as you're playing. Dude. Like, the gameplay should, like, go hand in hand with the story and, like, the other way around, too. Not, like, fucking, I don't know, like Uncharted or something where it's like, fucking, oh, here's some bullshit, dude. Fucking, you know what I mean? Bullshit. Play through this garbage, like, fucking stupid... half-assed fucking gameplay. They're going to show you a cutscene. Like, oh, wasn't that great? And the fucking these idiots are like, oh, yeah, fucking 10 out of 10, dude. I fucking cried like a pussy because I'm a pussy. Like, dude, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, at number one, it wasn't that good. And number two, the fucking game sucked. So, fuck. The Last of Us, what a joke. Like, dude, that's second, like, the most boring shit I fucking played. Like, again, it's like average, dude. Like, the fucking story, like, it'd be like a fucking, like, above average movie, and then like the game itself was like fucking just like completely like mediocre, just like whatever, dude. Everyone's just like, oh, it's kind of like a good movie, dude. 10 out of 10, dude. Oh my god, it's like, yeah, cool. You go fucking review movies, dude. Go watch a fucking movie, dude.
Or, dude, or how about, and I always go back to this probably because it's one of my favorite games ever, but how about like a Dark Souls where the gameplay is so good, it made me want to look into the story, you know what I'm saying?
But even that, the whole point of that was, like, we're not going to beat you over the head with the fucking story. Like, dude, like, it's there in the background, like, whatever. But fucking, dude, like, focus on the game because the game's fucking awesome. Like, that's key. That's the way you fucking do it, dude.
Yeah, and the game is so good, it made you think about, what's going on?
Like, you know? I said, they complain about that shit with Halo. That's, like, the way to do fucking stories. Just, like, dude, like, here's, like... Like, whatever, dude. If you want to fucking lay out, like, this massive fucking story, be like, all right, I get the story. All right, cool, but you're making a video game, so all the shit that's not, like, gonna be, like, controlled by the fucking player, dude, get that shit the fuck out of there, dude. Like, just get rid of it, dude, and, like, fucking put it somewhere else and, like, you know what I mean? If somebody wants to fucking look into that later, dude, cool, let them, but fucking let the game, like, stand on its own, dude. Like, that's what you gotta do. Fucking Halo nails that shit, dude. Like, fucking, oh, the other one, I mean, hopefully 5 does, too, but... Every in like games radar is like, dude, you just know, like, the story doesn't stand up on its own. You got to do this. Like, no, that's what I want. Like, fucking, that's like the strength of fucking like Halo, dude. There's no fucking like bullshit, dude. It's all like just trimmed down to, dude, like, go fucking fuck shit up. Like, that's it. Like, go play. Yeah. So, we'll see in 10 hours and 5 minutes.
Yep, we will.
Are you going to play on Xbox One or PC?
Oh, I would definitely play on Xbox 5.
Oh, good, because it's not coming up for PC.
Oh.
But IGN fucking writes an article that it was. Because, do you want to fucking go into the clickbait? Clickbait territory? It's fucking, one of the guys from fucking 343, dude, fucking Frank O'Connor, is on a live stream showing off the game, and he said, made some fucking, like, you know, half-assed fucking, like, remark, like, oh, like, this would be, like, so, like, I think the guy, like, he was playing with this, asked him about if it could come to PC, and he said, well, it would be easy to do, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, pretty much saying, like, you know, the consoles are fucking real close to, like, you know, they're pretty much PCs in a box. It's all, like, all it's been for the past, like, since, like, the first Xbox, you know, it's all it is, literally just a fucking PC in a box. So he just said something like, oh, it would be pretty simple to do. That's all he said, dude. So fucking IGN puts up a fucking thing. Oh, Halo could be coming to PC. Like a fucking, like, that's like their headline, dude. It's like, dude, I doubt it, dude. Like fucking, you know, like fucking. And then fucking Microsoft fucking responded to that. And they're like, it's not coming to PC. Like, that's not what the fuck you said at all. You know what I mean? So they fucking run another article. Like, oh, we got to clarify that. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't actually say that. It's like, dude, no fucking shit. It's ridiculous, dude. They just fucking put that shit up for fucking clicks. It's pretty, like, blatant.
Yeah. Shit's getting out of hand, man.
So, yes, they've put up the clarification article, and they'll fucking put up, like, you know, like, fucking tomorrow, it'll be like, oh, Microsoft's fucking messaging isn't clear. It's like, cool, dude. You know what I mean? So you made up a story, dude. And then they fucking told you to go fuck yourself. And then you got to complain about that, dude. And it's like, dude, fucking making your own fucking narrative like a bunch of cunts to fucking get fucking people to click on your shit.
Now, I have to ask, do you have any Xbox One LE Halo 5 Guardians Master Chief wireless controllers ready to go?
I guess four of them. I got them on my shelf. I'm just going to break them out, set them up right at 11:55.
Change controllers every few hours or
so? Yeah, I just keep it fresh. I keep fresh batteries in all of them.
I like it.
I'm gonna use the lock ones, and I'm playing the lock missions and the Master Chief ones and the Master Chief missions.
Oh, that's hardcore. What got me looking is I was just wondering about this Elite controller they have, this $150 worth of controller.
Yeah, it looks now, pretty sick, dude, but I'm not spending $150 on it. I'll tell you that much.
Dude, what is wrong? $150? Like, have they lost their mind? Has the greed literally run that deep?
Well,
we're selling controllers for $159.
If you look at it though, I mean, they make other controllers like that, like fucking third party ones that cost more than that, like fucking like $200.
Well, what is it? What could possibly?
Well, you know what scuff controllers are to get the paddles on the back and shit.
I've heard of that, but I'm not familiar.
Yeah, it's like fucking. So it's got like, well, you can take like, you can take the sticks off and like replace the sticks with like other sticks if you want. You can fucking swap out the D-pad. There's like this.
Yeah, so you're paying like $700 for a controller. You can just keep buying more accessories to it.
Well, no, that's what the Elite one is. It comes with all that shit. You know, it's got paddles on the back, too, so you get pretty much, like, extra buttons. You can remap the buttons to whatever you want. You can fucking set the sticks to, if you ever done, like I do it with, like, X-Pattern and shit. I have to do it anyway to fucking play some shit on the fucking PC or the controller, but you can set, like, the sensitivity. You can set, like, the dead zones and shit, so it's, like, fucking, you know what I mean? You can make them, I think you can make, like, the triggers, too, so, like, fucking, like, you can do it so it's like a half pull of the trigger. So like you fucking, instead of having to fucking hit it all the way down, you fucking pull it halfway, it'll fucking like go and shit.
Yeah, now what about games where a half pull is a half pull and a full pull is a full pull? Now you're on this and a full pull is now a half pull.
You'd have to set, they have like profiles you can set. And I think they have like fucking, like you can set up yourself or you can download like what other people set up for the games. And I think something like you can have, like, I think you put two of them in the controller. There's, like, a switch, like an A-B switch. So it's, like, you're playing, like, whatever, like Halo. You can have Halo on A. You switch to fucking Forza. You can switch to B, and that's, like, your Forza setup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, okay. So it's cool, but
I'm
not buying it.
I'd buy it, but not for $150. Maybe, like, fucking, like, 90 or maybe 100. If it was $100, maybe. But fucking $150, dude, fuck off, dude. No way.
Yeah, I don't care personally that much, but it makes sense if you're doing that using PC back and forth. I mean, that's cool. You know.
Yeah, maybe like Black Friday when I have like my discount or something.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Set off, dude. Like maybe I'd pick one up if I get it fucking, you know, at a discount. Maybe.
Maybe if you're MLG, you're just, you know, you're supplied with those. So
I wouldn't mind just dicking around with the fucking even just the paddles on the back. Maybe it actually fucking play Forza with like shifting and shit. Like that's kind of what it's for, like fucking shifting paddles. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. I'm gonna stick with a cheap, regular old one if I can.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, until it fucking breaks.
Until you're forced to buy those ones, you know.
Fucking been through so many goddamn Xbox One controllers already. They said this one's fucking, like, a lot sturdier, too. So maybe they're just, like, saying, like, yeah, it won't fucking completely break if you drop it, like, once, like all the other ones. This is so fucking fragile, dude.
I know. I've been trying to be so, like, sensitive with it.
Dude, I'll fucking grab, like, my headset or something off it, dude. I'll, like, the cord will pull and, like, pull it, dude. I'm just like, dude, I swear to fuck. Like, every time, like, this shit's fucking broken, I'm going to be fucking rip shit. I mean, you could say, like, well, we shouldn't drop it. Yeah, sure, but it should be, like, shouldn't it be so fucking fragile if you fucking drop it, like, fucking half a foot once, the thing just fucking shatters. Like, it's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. It's fucking
sick. Yeah, I literally dropped it when you started this topic.
Yeah. They had one, dude, I fucking dropped in the fucking the sticks just fucking jammed into it, like jammed into the controller, dude, and I fucking couldn't get them out. Like, they're just fucking jammed in there. Like, dude, fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah, my charger port's fucked. I have to wrap an elastic around the wire and wrap the other end of the elastic around the handle of the controller to, like, pull, to generate some pull on the wire to get it to read, to, like, charge, you know? Yeah, I could just buy a new one, but once again, they're fucking expensive. Even a regular one's like fucking, what, 60 bucks? 70 if you want to get the plug and play, which I want, so.
That's ridiculous.
I'll just use my elastic until it breaks completely.
Tell you what, I'm pretty busy on the site. Been a busy boy updating gruntfreepress.com. Put up like, I don't know, three reviews this week, I think. Maybe four. Three or four.
It's a lot of writing.
A lot of playing, too. I'm fucking ripping through them. When I actually didn't fucking, I don't know if you even finished it yet. You heard of Rebel Galaxy on PC?
No, I haven't.
Yo, Elite Dangerous, remember that?
Yep.
Reminds me of that a lot, dude. It's a lot like fucking Elite Dangerous, but it's fucking, like, really dumbed down. And, like, if you're flying, the same shit as that. I mean, the same, like, concept. You're, like, you know, fucking pretty much, like, free roam, go where you want. You pick up, like, little missions and shit, and you're fucking, it's pretty much just trying to get money to get a, you know, better ship and better fucking shields and weapons and fucking all that shit and, like, boosts, you know what I mean? Pretty much like almost like a fucking like trading sim, like a fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I mean, there's like, okay, there's combat and, you know, there's a lot of combat and shit too, but it's just like real, like dumbed down to the point where it's like you can't even like go up or down. Everything's just on like a flat plane, you know what I mean? Like you're in space, but you just, it's just like flat. You just fucking going, like you can't like fucking tilt up or down or any of that
really
shit. Really? Well, that part's like completely different fucking Elite. I was playing fucking Elite with my joystick and shit, dude. That shit's awesome. You fucking like go any way you want, fucking thrusters everywhere. That's just fucking amazing. But this is more like arcadey, fucking simplified.
Okay.
This one's actually, it's got like a story to it and shit. I didn't fucking go too far into it. I only played like a couple like main missions, but it's kind of cool. I do the fucking main thing though. There's fucking like actual custom soundtracks in it, dude, and fucking put your own fucking music in it and shit.
See, that's what I like. I wish more games would do that.
What the fuck happened to you? That's such a fucking, dude, once I started doing that, dude, it just fucking went down that hole too. I had fucking every CD I ever owned, dude, burned on my 360. So it was like, I could fucking like con, no matter what I was playing, dude, I could fucking, you know, even like the first Xbox, like fucking playing like all the GTAs, fucking having your own soundtrack, dude, that like made it to you. If you didn't have that, you'd fucking probably even play those games at all.
Yep, wasn't that when, was that the one that had the, what am I thinking? Which GTA are you talking, like the first, like third, three?
Yeah, three, Vice City, and San Andreas on Xbox, like you could make your own soundtrack, you had all the old sports games and the original Xbox, you make your own soundtrack. Put your own shit in there, dude. And then, like, fucking the 360, dude. I every fucking CD I own burned on there, dude. I still do. And you could just fucking, like, some games work with it better or not. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, some, like, a lot of games, you could just fucking throw it on. Like, GTA, you throw it on. It wouldn't be like the Xbox. Like, you'd have, like, a station. Like, fucking on the original Xbox, you'd have, like, an actual station. It'd be, like, whatever, like. And, like, Vice City, it'd be, like, you know, my 8-track or whatever. And it'd be, like, your shit. Like, your own little station. And, like, it'd be in cars and shit when you went in and out. Or, like, fucking, then on, like, 360s, a little bit, like, dumbed down, where it's, like, it would just play. But at least, like, if it started up, like, a cutscene or something, like, it'd stop playing, so you could actually listen to the cutscene and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, it would play when you got out of the car instead of being linked to it.
Right, right. It'd just be, like, in the, like, background, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. But at least it was there. Like, anything. At least I'd fucking play Forza and shit, dude. I'd fucking want, like, you know what I mean? Fucking my own music in the back and shit, dude. What a fucking, dude. I miss that so much. It just sucks that it's fucking gone. What a piece of shit to fucking take out of it, you know?
Yeah, so that really bothers me. Yeah, even the fact that I can't figure out, you can stream, like, from your PC, but it's just a hassle. It's not, like, as good as it was on the 360. It was literally like 2 seconds. Like, boom, connect to PC, play what's on there.
Oh, you probably get fucking snapped and shit, too. Like, it's like...
Yeah, this one, yeah, it's got to be snapped. It's just fucking, I don't know, dude.
So as soon as I saw that, dude, Rebel Galaxy, so I'm like, dude, I have like nothing on my PC, like not much, but I have like one or two like stupid songs. I'm like, dude, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, time to go to town. It's not like fucking going nuts, like fucking like, oh, fucking, yep, download this, download that, like fucking going nuts. And like, dude, it's so good. Fucking going through like transport and shit in space, dude, fucking Johnny Cash playing and shit. It's like, this is fucking awesome, dude. It's so good. It's fucking really good.
Yeah, I don't care as much. I could just fucking, I'll pop up iTunes. Everything's right here anyway, so.
Yeah.
Just, sometimes you want it in the
just,
game.
Yeah,
you know?
It's nice to have it fucking, like, anywhere. You can set it so it's, like, you know what I mean? You can set, like, heavier shit. Like, it'll change, like, if you get into combat, like, you know, like, you can have, like, a separate playlist for, like, combat and shit. And, like, a separate one for just, like, cruising. It's,
oh,
like,
that's kind of cool.
It's fucking really cool, dude. It's fucking, that's, like I said, that should just be fucking standard for everything, dude. It's so cool.
Yeah, nope, but I can't even fucking unsnap Skype.
Yeah.
I have to leave this open.
Yep. It's fucking so stupid.
I don't know about you, but this new dashboard, man, I like it, but it keeps running slow sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a preview thing or
better,
this is what it's going to be.
Dude, I'll tell you, if they fucking put that out and fucking for like everybody, you just fucking, they're not going to hear the fucking end of it, of people bitching about it. I listened to a fucking podcast earlier, dude, a fucking just like an hour of fucking some dude just fucking ranting about how much he fucking hates the goddamn thing. I don't fucking hate it, dude, but it's just fucking like, it's pretty much a wash between the old one and this one. Both of the fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks a little different. It's, I mean, some things are easier.
Yeah, and some things are faster than like other things are fucking slower. So it's like, dude, like whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I also saw that you can figure out when you're in the party who's talking.
Oh, what do you have to do?
There's if you look where the icon is of the person, there's like a ring that flashes around it when you say something.
I saw that, dude. Like I saw like the circle and like your picture and shit. I saw mine.
That's where it is. Yeah, it'll be like a blue outline. It'll like talk like the same kind of thing. But
I saw the like the fucking the pics and shit, the pro, like the gamer pics, dude. And it's like nothing. I was looking at that, dude. Nothing was happening. I don't know.
Yeah, that was how I saw. I was in the party and that's what it was doing. I'm like, okay, that's it then. Huh. You know,
I don't know.
As far as I know,
try it at some point. But yeah, fucking, I like that shit. Rebel Galaxy is pretty cool. I haven't played too much of it, but I just fucking like the that theme, dude. I don't know, that and like Elite Dangerous. Yeah, I like the, I don't know. It's like the fucking space western thing. I think I like that genre, or like that mix of genres, dude. Just fucking like sci-fi and fucking western, dude. I don't know. I dig that shit. it's pretty much Star Wars, I guess. But yeah, fucking like that shit.
That's probably how Johnny Cash felt with Highwayman.
Yeah. After a starship. I get that on there, believe me. First one I threw on there. they played a trio? Two or three? At least two fucking... Yeah, three. We'll do that, too. Good trio of horror games to get you in the spooky Halloween mood. Up on the site. Made my way through fucking three of them this week.
Finished
Amnesia Machine for Pigs.
What's that, the sequel?
The sequel to the first Amnesia, yeah. You know, I had already started playing it fucking last week, but started off, my God, this is pretty cool. Like, you know, fucking, did you like the...
Now, you liked the first one, right?
I did, yeah. I didn't think it was, like, amazing. Like, people made it out, like, oh, it's so spooky and scary. It's like, yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? It's a horror game. It's cool, but whatever. But, as I started playing the second one, a lot of it's just, like, at the beginning, it's just, like, a lot of, like, jump scares and shit. Like, fucking, like, you know, boo, spooky, haunted house type shit. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cheesy, but whatever, dude. It's fine. A lot of it works. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, works all right. Fucking, like... Stop playing, you go on, dude. There's like fucking, you know, fucking you're picking up like notes and shit about fucking people doing like medical experiments on fucking like prisoners and shit, and it's kind of like grisly and shit, and it's kind of cool. I'm like, ah, that's cool, dude. I can fucking dig this, dude. And then like fucking, you know, it wasn't that long either. It was probably like, you know, it was probably only like 3 hours, 3.5 hours, or something like that. Like as I started going to, like even then it was fucking like seemed like it went on for fucking too long. Like it's just like same shit over and over. Even like this, like all the fucking like places you go and look the same, dude. It's just all like fucking like pipes and fucking bricks and like steam and shit. There's only like really like one fucking type of enemy you ever see. It just fucking like uses the same shit over and over again. Our world is welcome a little bit. So I ended up giving it a fuck you. It's just kind of, I don't know. It tried, but. It's good at the cheap jump scares, but then I try to go in any deeper than that. And fucking,
yeah, what do you do? You pretty much search areas and just run away and shit like that, try to not get killed?
Yeah, it's just fucking, you know, you go into, like, all these fucking, like, you know, little, like, maze-type things, dude, and you run into, like, there's only, like, the one real enemy in the game. It's, like, pigmen. It's, like, fucking, like, you know, men who are fucking, like, had like fucking like pig heads like fucking like sewn onto him and shit. It's just like fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like the first time you see him, like, ah, oh, it's kind of creepy and shit and weird. And that's like the only fucking enemies you ever see is just fucking those guys. So you'll be fucking going into, and you know, in like a fucking like little maze type thing, you'll fucking run up into one of them. They'll either fucking run after you, you gotta fucking run away from them, or it's like you just gotta like hide for a little bit and have them like pass by and like go on. You're just trying to solve like little puzzles and shit and fucking like open up the door to like the next area pretty much. It's pretty much the game. I mean, so it's not that like, you know, Amnesia is kind of the same thing too, but that was just fucking, there's way more to it, like way more like variety to it, like the environments and shit. It was just fucking like bigger and fucking, you know. Ended up not too hot on that. So I gave it a big middle finger. And I went into more traditional fucking survival horror. I played Obscure, which is interesting. You ever
Sounds familiar, like I've heard of it, but...
It's old, dude. I didn't fucking realize how old it was. Yeah, I didn't really know what it was. I mean, I just fucking saw it like randomly on like Steam or something. I'm like, huh. I can fucking play a survival horror game right now. It was like fucking like a couple bucks. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking try it, whatever. I guess it was on like the original Xbox, like PS2 and shit. I kind of like vaguely remember the fucking like the box and shit. I never played it, but yeah, it's pretty standard fucking survival horror. Pretty cheesy, dude. Like, it's to the point, dude. It's like so like stereotypical, dude. It's fucking cracking up, dude. It's real like. Pretty simple too, you know. It's fucking like Resident Evil or something, or like fucking Silent Hill, but just like not nearly as fucking complicated, dude. It's not even like fucking trying to like run away or like conserve ammo. It's just, I don't know, dude. They fucking throw monsters at you, you fucking shoot them till they fucking die, and like that's it. But it's pretty funny, dude. Just fucking cheesy as shit. So I was fucking laughing, just like the fucking studio. They have like, you know, it's all like takes place like a high school, so they have like the fucking, you know, like the jock and the fucking, you know, the fucking stoner kid and shit. It's just fucking like so dumb. It's fucking pretty good. I was laughing, dude. But what was interesting that how you fight the fucking enemies in that, dude. They're all like you know, covered in like shadow and shit. You could tape flashlights to your guns, or you can just hold the flashlights, but you gotta like shine the flashlight on them to get like the shadows away from them before you start shooting them so you can do damage. Or you can fucking like, you know, if you had like windows and shit, you smack out the windows and fucking like the sunlight will take it off, but you gotta like take the darkness off of them first, dude. And that's fucking exactly fucking Alan Wake. Like fucking that's exactly how fucking Alan Wake worked. Same exact like system, dude. And I played Alan Wake. I'm like, oh, this is cool, dude. Fucking surprise, it's fucking new and shit. But I guess it wasn't, dude. They kind of ripped it off from this game because this was like 5 years before Alan Wake. So that was fucking interesting. So I gotta give him credit for that. Anyway, it's fucking new. That was cool. I fucking overall, dude. Yeah, says that was kind of short too. But I mean, like I said, what I fucking paid for it, just fucking, I was laughing at it. So whatever.
Yeah, just a few bucks, right?
Yeah,
a
couple bucks, dude. Like 6 hours is fucking pretty painless, dude. It's fucking like, you know, not really like scary in the least. It was fucking pretty funny. I thought it was fucking hilarious. It's just so like, fire the numbers, dude. Just fucking, you know.
Now, how did it play?
Exactly what you think. Played like, pretty good, I will say. I mean, it's fine. You know, like I said, it's kind of like inspired by like Resident Evil and like Silent Hill, so it's kind of got like tank controls a little bit. Those games control like shit, but actually it wasn't that bad. It was kind of after that like initial wave, you know what I mean? So it was fucking getting like tighter, you know? And I guess, too, I didn't play it. Like, you can play it co-op, too, which is cool, dude. I've been fucking, again, dude, like the later Resident Evils did that, like, 5 and 6. They had fucking added, like, co-op and shit. But you could have, like, you know, have, like, an AI guy, like, fucking following you around. And, like, dude, they almost like a Dark Souls thing, too, where it's, like, a fucking, I think there were, like, 6 kids. And if one of the kids dies, like he's gone permanently, like he's done. But you can take another character and go up to his body and like get all his shit. So that's kind of cool too, you know. It's fucking did quite a few things like that were like new, or like different. I wasn't expecting it. Even like the AI, like you have a fucking computer controlled guy with you, and he's fucking pretty good. Like he wasn't like getting in the way or nothing. Like he's fucking, they're pretty smart about shit. And the fact that you could just fucking like, I think on the same like computer or like console, you just have somebody else with you playing you, like that's kind of cool. You don't see that too much in fucking survival horror, so whatever, dude. I had fun with it. Gave it a positive, maybe not glowing review, but it's fucking for what it was. You just
a nice positive finger.
Yeah, 2 fingers, and the devil horns.
3.
Up the cooch. Yeah, so that was good.
All right. And then this third one, I've never heard of.
Third one? Well, let me tell you. Have you ever played Fatal Frame? Any of them?
Nope, never even. Nothing about it.
I played 1 and 2 on, I want to say original Xbox, maybe PS2. But, yeah, I like them a lot. It's fucking, the whole point is, yeah, you're just going around, you fucking snapping pitches of ghosts. That's how you damage them. The fucking, you'll be going through like a room, dude, and a fucking ghost will fucking pop through the fucking wall. You gotta switch into like first person mode, you get like a camera. You gotta take pictures of them, and like, you know, you'll take a picture, it'll be like a cooldown period before you can take another one, you know? So you gotta like wait to fucking get like a good one or whatever, or like fucking like line them up. There'll be orbs floating around them, so you gotta wait, you know, line it up so you have like fucking like the most you can get into the shot before you take it and shit. So that's their whole hook for that series, I guess. So I played 1 and 2, and I have no fucking clue what happened to 3 and 4. I don't know if they ever came out over here. It might have been like Japan only or some shit. But so I dusted off the Wii U and fucking tried 5, the newest one that just came out. Yeah, fucking, I liked it. To be honest with you, the fucking worst part of it is the fucking, the Wii U. It's on the Wii U.
Yeah, I don't own one, so I don't know anything about that.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah, hear me?
Yeah, no, my fucking mic's just kind of fucked up. My headset's fucked up. But, what'd you say? If you said something, because I was fucking with it.
Yeah, I don't have the Wii U. I've never heard of this. Never
heard of the Wii U? Well, one thing about the Wii U, it's a
success. What is this Wii U thing?
It's a success to the Wii. A lot of people think it's just like an upgrade, but it's its own system. So, you know, if you're on the fence about it, you thought it was just like a, you know, an upgraded Wii. I'll tell you right now, don't buy one. It's a waste. Yeah, but yeah. So I figured, like, you know, I was saying, like the you know, the camera fucking mechanic. I'm like, oh, it'd be cool if you could fucking, you know, hold up the fucking the gamepad like a camera and shit, and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking, you know, line up the shots with the fucking the gamepad and shit. Just trying that, dude. That was fun for about 20 minutes. And it's fucking, it just gets like fucking wicked repetitive and tiring. It's just like, yeah, I wish I could just fucking just play this like a normal game. So I eventually found there is a setting that you can just fucking like change it to like normal controls. As soon as I found that, I switched it over immediately and just fucking went back to being a normal fucking person playing a game.
It's Japanese, I see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's just very, very fucking Japanese. That's the other thing, too. I mean, I don't know if I'm like racist or racist against fucking, I think all Japanese people look the same, dude, but, you know, there's fucking, like, it takes place, you have three people you control, there's fucking two chicks and a guy, you know, it's fucking the guy that I think is, like, the only guy in the fucking game, so, like, I know who he is, you know what I mean, and then fucking, like, all these, not only do these fucking, these girls look the same, dude, like, the whole point of the game is, you know, there's a mountain that's cursed, right, and it's almost like, you ever heard of, like, the fucking suicide woods in Japan?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's, like, it's a mountain, and then fucking, like, whoever goes up the mountain, they never, you know, they never come back or whatever, like, fucking, like, so you start off, you know, fucking, you know, you're heading up the fucking mountain to, like, fucking save somebody, dude, and then it's, like, fucking, you bring her back, and, like, every day or every night, dude, the fucking mountain, like, fucking, like, calls back to them, and, like, they'll go back up the mountain, and it's, like, fucking, so the game gets kind of repetitive, you know what I mean? So you're pretty much going through the same fucking areas over and over again. You're literally going up the mountain, then fucking escaping from the mountain. You're going up the mountain, going back down the mountain, you know? That's the game, but fucking, yeah, so you're fucking controlling these two chicks here. Then it's like fucking, it keeps like swapping time periods, and it'll be like, oh, here's this chick, but somebody else who, and it's all fucking like Japanese fucking names, dude. So it's like, you know, fucking Ryu and fucking Miku and Miyu and fucking, it's like, dude, they all fucking look the same. It's like, dude, I don't know if I'm fucking racist or what, dude. I don't know who the fuck, like, what's going on.
It's just their shit.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus, dude. All fucking look the same.
It's their awesome culture.
I wanted to be like, it was like The Office, dude, fucking Michael Scott. He puts like a, mark on those two Asian chicks. Who knows which one's which?
Oh, I can't remember off the top.
So like the Christmas party, he's got like two fucking Asian chicks he's like hitting on, and he's fucking can't remember which one's which, dude. So he takes a fucking permanent marker and just marks one of their arms, so he knows who's who's who.
I love that show, though. That's classic.
So yeah, I mean, that's fucking, I mean, that's it. So it's fucking goes, dude. Then fucking it gets like deeper into like fucking, there's like some like ritual where it's like they take he's just like a cult up there, and the whole thing of the cult is they fucking take like these chicks, and they fucking shove them into his fucking like tiny little box, fucking like wooden box, and like seal it up and like put it in the fucking the water up in the mountain, and they fucking just pretty much like drown the girls alive and shit. So it gets into that, dude. It gets pretty like grisly and shit, and then like the whole thing, like it turns out like the guys, like they can fucking have like and then get married, like, while they're in there, and, like, the fucking, they shove, like, a guy in there, too, dude. It gets pretty, like, grisly, dude. There's, like, another guy up there, dude, like, going nuts, like, setting the fucking woods on fire, like, chopping people's fucking heads off and shit, and, like, fucking people are fucking hanging themselves and shit. I mean, that's just pretty cool, as far as, like, you know, it's like a fucking, like, you know, it's a fucking Japanese fucking ghost story, dude, so it's all fucking weird and shit. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fun to watch, you know what I mean? It's fucking done well. A lot of the shit here is, remind, you know, it's fucking old, like, you know, every other Japanese horror movie is a lot of, like, fucking girls with fucking long hair, like, the ring, like, all, like, fucking twirling around and shit. Like, you know, a lot of that shit. Yeah. Fucking kind of seen it before, but again, dude, they do it pretty well. So, now, overall, I liked it, dude. Like I said, it's fucking, the controls are kind of, like, clunky and shit, and it's fucking, like, a little repetitive, because you are going to the same fucking levels over and over again, you know, but it's fucking like a lot of shit there, a lot to do anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Ended up like, I liked it with like, you know, a little liked it with some asterisks, I'd say. Just the fact that, dude, it's fucking, again, it's like fucking like really like old school, like fucking survival horror, you know, it's fucking lot of like just walking around like with nothing happening, but it's fucking like, I don't know, it's kind of like adds to it, because, you know, it is like, you know, ghost story type things, but it's kind of cool to be like walking, it's just like quiet and shit, and just fucking like something fucking happens, and like, you know, pretty creepy, dude. I liked it. Yeah, it's one of, you know, fucking, yeah, it's fucking, they have the balls to fucking put something like that out in fucking 2015, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, I haven't seen this shit in fucking forever, you know, hit that spot for me anyway. I could, like, fucking nitpick it, like, all day, dude, but I would say, dude, like, overall, I'm like, yeah, I just fucking liked it, dude. I like playing. I'll probably keep playing it. I beat it, dude. Then it says, like, oh, you're, like, 50% done after you fucking beat it. I'm like, well, is it going to be, like, fucking Metal Gear, dude? It's going to be, like, fucking Chapter 2 bullshit going on? But it's just, like, all, like, this extra, you can, like, unlock, like, costumes and bullshit, and, like, of course, it's fucking, a Tecmo game. So as soon as, you know, I was like, oh, a fucking new chapter. I set up the fucking new chapter. It's like, oh, you're fucking Ayane or whatever the fuck. I'm like, well, that sounds fucking familiar. I'm like, was that a chick from fucking Ninja Gaiden? And fucking sure enough, it's like, oh yeah, you're a fucking ninja dude fighting ghosts. I'm like, okay, yeah, so this is the fucking shit from Ninja Gaiden. Of course it is. Fucking makes perfect sense. Check for fucking Ninja Gaiden, dead or alive, dude. This fucking shover, dude. I'm sure if I played like that, like a couple more, dude, it'd be fucking Ryu Hayabusa, dude. Like, I guarantee he fucking shows up there too. He's in like every one of their fucking games. I don't know. I might
fucking Ryu.
Yeah, dude, I might fucking dick around with it like more, but. Said I fucking cut to the credits. I'm like, yeah, I feel like it, the way it ended and shit. I'm like, that's cool, dude. Like, I fucking feel good. Like, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to fucking pull a Metal Gear and fucking keep going and be like, oh, I'm fucking sick of doing the same shit. You know what I mean? And fucking just like, yeah, I'm good. I saw the credits, dude. I got to the end, dude. And it's fucking fine. And they fucking, of course, it's a fucking Japanese game. So they grade you at the end, you know? They fucking do like the whatever, like fucking C rank, B rank, A rank, S rank, like fucking S plus. Like, dude, like the fuck does this even mean? I don't know what this means, dude. I don't know like how I even determine this. Like, I have no idea what the fuck this means. I'm gonna go through all fucking S ranks, dude. I'm fucking, I don't know like how to even get them. Like fucking after that, I'm like, wow, I did really shitty that time. Oh, fucking super good. You so good. You get S. I'm like, dude, okay. If you say so. I think S is good, dude. Okay.
Yeah, fuck those games. I can't do it. I don't know how you could do that, but.
Oh wait, you don't like survival horror games?
No, just Japanese.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's it's fucking. It is super.
Like hardcore Japanese game.
It is, but it's like fucking a survival horror game. You know, the only difference is between like Resident Evil is instead of like ammo, you fucking, you know what I mean, doing that fucking that camera shit, like, you know. It's not that Japanese. I'm saying, like, the story's, like, real Japanese. It's, like, fucking, like, the suicide woods and, like, fucking shrine maidens and shit. You know what I mean? It's, like, all, like, the Japanese fucking culture. But, I mean, that's just, like, because I don't really understand it. It's fucking, like, a little bit, like, adds a little bit to it.
I do like the suicide woods, though. I saw something on that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. I guess, dude, I heard, like, they have, like, brochures, like, around there, like, how to like, kill yourself in the woods. Like, I don't
think do they really?
So, if you're gonna kill yourself, like, here's how to do it, so you know how to burden on your family, like, how to fucking, you know what I mean? Like, go out there and, like, you know, like, fucking what you have to do beforehand to, like, get everything square, and they fucking just go out there and fucking murder yourself.
That's awesome.
But yeah, if you're one of the other five people in the world who has a Wii U and you like old fucking Japanese survival horror games, you check it out. Good shit. That was it. And I fucking wrote those reviews, put them on the site. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
Update. I was just gonna go and fucking start reading my, if I had to kill time, just read the fucking, that old fucking post I dug up about, Mass Effect 2 from like 5 years ago.
What was it?
I pulled up that old. I think I don't know if I fucking. I might just be repeating myself. But I fucking pulled up a fucking post. I posted on BioWare after fucking the BioWare forum after Mass Effect 2 came out about why Mass Effect 2 sucks. And I was like fucking like this. Why you guys like looking for something, dude? Like I think it was like Googling on like the site and shit, dude. I'm like, oh, it found it, dude. It randomly popped up. I'm like, oh, cool.
Fucking what, like on Google?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
I was Googling like absolute DSI, like something, like whatever, dude.
Yeah, keywords to try to like.
Just like, you know, yeah, absolute DSI, Mass Effect 2 sucks or something. I'm like, hey, I was looking for that like fucking 5 years ago. Wait a minute. Like, not losing it this time, you bastards. I can like copy and paste it and fucking put it on there. That's up there. So I updated a fucking rant I made like 5 years ago with a fucking rant I made fucking 10 years ago. So.
That's fucking awesome.
I was just gonna read the whole thing to kill time. They're fucking overtime right now. This is coming out early, by the way. God, it's going to be the early edition of the Grunt Free Press podcast. So you get the morning edition.
Yeah.
So I can be nice and rested right at midnight, download my fucking 10 gigabyte patch before I start playing Halo.
Wow. Patch 10 gigabytes?
Yeah, it's like 9 or 10, yeah.
Jesus. I don't even know if I get space for all that shit.
Well, the game itself is like 60.
Wow, is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll have to uninstall probably the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah. Clear out those fucking four games to make room for one.
Yeah, no, I can only hold fucking a few as is. They keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, dude, I don't know how I can deal with fucking not having an external hard drive, dude. Fucking, I have two of them. I'm like half full now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play as much, but I usually just can swap one out. I'll be like, oh, well, I'm not playing that anymore. I'll just download it later if I want.
It's like one of the main reasons I refuse to fucking buy games on fucking PS4, dude. There's no fucking external hard drive. I'm not fucking around with that shit, dude. Like, not dicking around fucking playing the memory game.
Yeah, so what happens if you run out of space?
Same thing that the fucking Xbox. You have to just delete shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Delete shit and fucking
read down. There's no way around it. That's really it.
So you can open it up and like reinstall a new internal one, but what happens when that gets full too, you know? You have to keep fucking with it. Like, I'm not fucking doing that. If I can learn my lesson in that with the fucking the 360, I end up fucking swapping out like 5 hard drives by the end.
Damn, really? That many?
Oh yeah, it kept going up. Like, I had the original fucking, I had the original 360, it had like fucking whatever, like nothing, dude, like fucking like 20 gigs or something. And I'm like, oh, they have this fucking 60 gig one. I'm like, oh, cool, a 60 gig? That sounds awesome. I'll never need a new one. Got the 60 gig. I'm like, oh, fuck. Now we need this 120. You got that? And they're like, oh, 240. I'm like, oh, I need that now. And I end up with like some fucking aftermarket like Chinese one, dude, that holds like 500 gigs. Like unofficial one, you know. I ended up as the last one I got. Even that's fucking full. I still have to, I deleted a bunch of shit, too. It's like, dude. Like, they need some kind of external hard drive thing, dude. And they fucking did it with the one, dude. I'm fucking jumping all over it, you know. I'm not going to dick around my fucking PS4 for that. We're doing that shit all over again. And not only fucking swapping them out, but actually fucking cracking open the system and fucking installing them and shit. You go fuck yourself. No fucking way in hell I'm doing that.
Yeah, dude.
Plus, I can't play Halo on PS4, so fuck you. What's the point? What's the point of life without Halo?
I hope it's sick. I know the multiplayer will definitely be sick.
I'm just curious about the war. Like I said, okay, I keep hearing like stories. Fucking Warzone's like fucking amazing. So we'll see.
Now, what about everything else is standard? It's all.
Yeah, I mean we've played. You know what Arena is? You know what I mean? It's just fucking Arena, fucking 4-on-4. You know. And fucking Breakout was cool too. I want to see how fucking SWAT plays in there too.
Yeah, SWAT's fun.
We'll see in 9 hours and 25 minutes.
Now let me guess, it's going to be really limited as far as you making, like people making maps and all that kind of shit. Like I'm going to guess they're going to take all that out, right?
Well,
we went over the Forge. I think
there's no Forge till December.
Till December at least, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just hope fucking.
I just wonder what's getting taken out, you know.
Well, there's no like traditional big team battle is not going to be there yet. It's just Warzone. That's supposed to be like the replacement for now. They said they're going to add like regular big team battle back later.
So that's not coming back.
Well, they said they already
have like Halo 7.
They said they already have like maps for it and shit already made. They're just fucking, you know what I mean? I think they're just kind of trying to funnel everybody into fucking playing Warzone for now.
Okay.
We'll see. Oh, dude, my thing was always fucking the 4v4 anyway. That's like my bread and butter, dude. Just fucking 4v4 fucking Slayer, dude. That's the way to go. I fucking loved it, dude. Fucking loved that shit in the beta, so.
Yeah, the beta was pretty good, so I can only imagine it should be. It was pretty crisp, smooth, everything was fun, fast.
We'll see. I just want to see what my verdict is in the campaign. Put my fucking 2 cents in.
See, I personally could care less.
I know you don't care. I like everything. I like the fucking campaign.
So that might be great for me.
But we'll see. I don't trust these fucking mainstream sites. Fucking get anything right. So campaign's probably amazing, and the fucking multiplayer just sucks. We'll see.
Yeah, right. I wonder, there must be some live streams up of that, probably as we do this show right now.
I don't know
about everybody.
They already fucking put out a bunch of videos of the campaign like earlier, dude. Like fucking a couple days ago. I wasn't going to watch them, but I don't know. But yeah, so I'll be doing a 24-hour live stream sometime around midnight. So if you've listened to this, it should be even closer to that, because I'm probably going to fucking edit this shit and throw it up beforehand. But details at gruntfreepress.com. You can always email questions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Do that, you fucking pussies. Any parting words, Clay?
For the audience? No.
Oh, good.
Fuck off.
They don't deserve it. We must be mistaken. It's the same.